Welcome, champions, to episode 40 of Chimp Out Radio. I am your host, Mr. DJ Stupnig. Tonight, we're going to take a look at the final leg of my GTFO 2010 tour. Those of you that are just joining us, I spent the last several months of my life traveling through America in a 1989 Ford Ranger. Rusty but trusty, we call it the Danger Ranger, and I've got the Annapals with me. That's three dogs and two cats, and we're traveling across America, visiting chimpers in real life, and just basically having fun. We're going to be looking at my California leg of the tour. I'm going to visit wild trout in person, and we're going to go through the Pacific Northwest and America's Midwest. I'm going to do another nigger interview, or a nigterview, if you want to call it. I'm going to fuck with a sheboon this time in the Wisconsin Dells, so definitely stay tuned for that. And we've got Nick in the news and a whole lot of cool stuff going on this evening, so glad you could join us, and we're going to start the tour right now in California. California love.
Chimpers, I am in Northern California, and I am heading west on US 20. I'm out to visit my good friend, Wild Trout, and I'm driving through some of the most spectacular hills, tree-covered hills, I've ever seen. Grassy and beautiful. This is a spectacular drive. You know, and I've seen some pretty cool mountains on this trip so far, but these take the cake. And I'm telling you right now, what they should do is they should give you a sign on the side of the road that says, attention driver, in about 30 seconds, you're going to see something so freaking cool, it's going to make swear words come out of your mouth. Because you'll be driving down the road, and all of a sudden, with no warning, you'll turn a corner, and you'll see the most beautiful gorge, or valley, or hill. And it's so breathtaking that you just swear out loud when you see it. Like, you just turn a corner, and you go, holy fucking shit! That's beautiful. And that's what America is all about. The countryside is just spectacular. I'm looking at the sunset above these mountains as I'm driving through these winding hills, and I am just in awe of the beauty of this creation. I'll check back with you guys when I get to Wild Trout's house. Finally made it, folks. I'm here with Wild Trout, and we're getting the barbecue going. And he has the coolest is he a full-blown lab? Or?
Oh, yeah, he's a full-blooded black lab.
And what's his name?
Chief.
Chief is friendly and soft and sweet, but he's big dog. He's about what?
Well, 120.
120 pounds.
He's a little overweight.
Well.
You know.
But he looks good.
Yeah, I like to take him to the lake down here.
Yeah.
You know, on the weekends. Last weekend was poor weather, so I didn't get to.
Right.
But I usually take him down, and there'll be some people down there.
Yeah.
And I'll take the ball, and he'll wear everybody out. He'll just, until everybody gets tired of throwing the ball.
Right, right. And he still wants to go.
Exactly.
Well, that's a lot of fun when you're a dog.
Oh, yeah.
I bet all the kids in the neighborhood love them, too.
Oh, they do. The next-door neighbor girls, they come to the fence.
Yeah.
And they throw, there's this rope that he has. And he throws the rope. They throw the rope for him. They flip it up in the air, and he'll catch it in the air. Uh-huh. And they get a big kick out of that.
That's great.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you have a really cool place here. You're not far from the lake. You can see it from here. And we're kind of in the mountains. Would you call those mountains or foothills?
Foothills.
Foothills. But to me, they're mountains coming from the Midwest. Anything over 10 feet is a mountain. But
There was snow up there a couple days ago.
Yeah, they were talking about snow. Everything over 4,000 feet, I think, is going
to
get snowed.
Well, this was down to about 2. So the top of the there was a dusting of snow.
Yeah.
And it lasted a couple days.
Nice.
But nothing serious.
Yeah, well, it's very beautiful. It's a great place. So, but not too many chimpians around here. Who would you say the nearest, closest chimper would be? Probably,
Well, I thought it was... There's a guy in Butte County, and I thought it was Shovelhead Road, but apparently he's in Canada. So I'm confusing him with somebody else.
Yeah, I'm wondering who that was.
But there is a guy in Butte County, and I sent him a PM, I don't know, 5-6 months ago.
Yeah.
And I asked him, I said, hey, where are you at? Because my ex used to live in Paradise.
Oh.
Up in Butte County. But he wouldn't tell me. He goes, hey, I got to be a little careful.
Right,
so
right.
I understand completely.
Yeah, of course.
About that.
Yeah.
And, you know, I usually don't tell people where I'll say Northern California, which is pretty much what he said.
Right.
So, you know, I understand that part of it.
Oh, yeah, because nobody needs to get harassed. I mean,
exactly.
Like, I've had a few people offer for me to stop in and see them on this trip, but they're people I've never seen before. They have, like, 2 posts.
And I'm no way.
Not doing that.
Nope.
Well, I ask them, I just say, well, just give me your phone number and I'll give you a call. And then I never hear from them again. So
yeah,
I'm like,
that's
nope.
A dead giveaway.
Yeah, that's just some bullshit. But, so you're a super mod on
the
forums, and you were one of the first people to sign up, weren't you?
I got in after I got kicked out of. Well, actually, I joined Chimp Out. I think it was in May of what was that? 08?
Yeah,
I believe.
That sounds right.
And I think they started up in April of 08.
Yeah.
And Latrine sent me a PM from the other site and said, "Check this site out." And I did. And so I was in the shot box, and people were trashing the leader of the other side.
Yeah.
Okay. And I just happened to be in the shot box. And I went back to the other side, and I had an infraction. And I responded, and I said, well, what did I do?
Right.
And then, bang, I was banned.
Because what happened on a completely different site?
Yep. And there was no reason given. And wow. I think it was Intolerant that sent me a PM and said, did you badmouth the leader of the other site? And I go, no, I didn't. I go, I just was on in the shot box when other people were.
Right.
And it hurt because I was a pretty upstanding member of the other site.
Yeah.
And to
yeah.
get banned for no good reason.
That's bullshit.
Oh, yeah, it is. And it fucking hurt. It took me about 2 weeks to get over it.
Yeah. Now, what was your post count at the other site?
It was well over 1,000.
Really?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Wow. Yeah.
And, you know, I was a guerrilla fighter and everything. Went on raids with other members and I was having a really good time.
Yeah.
And it really hurt. But after a couple of weeks, it was like, fuck you.
Right. Really? You don't even need that.
No, I don't.
And you're in a better place now.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. No question about it. So... You started off as a moderator then, or they just sort of tapped you on the shoulder after a little bit?
Where, at Chimp Out?
At Chimp Out, yeah.
No, it took a while. Yeah. Not too long, but I was trusted by so many people from the other side.
Right. You already had credibility.
Exactly.
Yeah, because you were a super mod when I met you. When I started, I found this site probably just like a month after you got on there. A month or two, maybe 2 months later. Yeah, so I know you were promoted very quickly. Yeah.
Yeah, it's good to feel welcome and
appreciated.
And appreciated.
Right. Yep.
And, you know, I know I'm not the best mod there is. There's people like Miss Ann.
No, I'm the best mod.
Well, okay. I didn't want to leave
I
you
wish.
Out. But there's really some good mods out there, and
right.
I'm just trying to clean up when I can.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, it's tough because I know that you generally access the site when you're at work. And
I do.
So that makes it difficult to be a moderator, but I think you're doing a great job. Your avatar is a picture of a guy... fishing in the middle of a stream?
Yeah, well, it's a large creek.
A large creek?
Small river.
Yeah. Is that you in the picture, or is that just...
Yes, it is.
That is you.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I finally got one with my face. I got a whole bunch of pictures of me with fish.
Well, sure.
And I finally got one that didn't show my face.
Ah, which is that one.
Which is that one.
And you're pulling a monster trout out of
It's a steelhead.
Oh, it's a steelhead.
Yeah.
Okay. And Can you explain to everybody how you came up with your screen name?
Well, it basically, I've been fishing since I was like 6 or 7.
Yeah.
And I just like wild trout.
Yeah.
Just, that's what I love to fish for. Yep. Salmon, steelhead, and wild trout.
Very nice.
You know?
Now, this lake that we're looking at, I'm sure it has some pretty nice bass in there too, I'm guessing.
It is a bass lake.
Yeah.
Bass and catfish.
Very cool. What's the biggest what's the biggest fish you've seen anybody pull out of that lake ever?
Well, I saw a picture in the paper. I've read about other big fish, like 40-pound cats.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, stuff like that. But the biggest fish I ever saw was a picture in the paper.
Uh-huh.
I think it was a 13-pound largemouth bass.
Very nice.
Yeah, it was
very
on the
nice.
Front page of the Record B.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy, he had a 13-pounder and like a 10-pounder.
Wow.
You know, so he nailed them that day.
Ah, wonder what he was using.
I'm sure they wouldn't tell you.
Yeah. Very cool.
Or where they went to get it.
Okay, now there's a little gray striped cat running around here. Who's this?
That's Gus.
Gus?
Yep.
And Gus is your cat?
Yep.
And do you think we can get Gus to come over here and say hi? Or?
I doubt it.
Oh.
he's a pain in the ass, is what he is. I mean,
really?
I love all my cats. I got 3 cats.
Okay.
And I love them all.
Yeah.
But I love some more than others.
I understand.
And he's a pain in the ass.
But he's cute.
Yeah, he's cute, all right. Until about 3 o'clock in the morning when he scratches on the door and wants out.
Right.
And I get out of bed to let him out, and then he runs back down the hall.
You should put a cat door in early.
I'm afraid a skunk will come in.
Oh, you got skunks out here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
If a skunk come in your house, you're fucked.
Yeah. It smells worse than a nigger.
Yeah. True enough.
Speaking of which, I saw one on the way over here. He was trying to fish out of the lake there, and he was jumping up and down. I don't know what his problem was, but it's pretty funny to see him jumping up and down.
In a boat?
No, he was standing beside the road and trying to catch his dinner.
Oh, good luck. They catch those niggers, I'll tell you what. There's carp in this lake.
Uh-huh.
They're just nasty trash fish.
Yeah, they are. Bottom feeders.
Yeah. And they're just disgusting. Full of bones.
Yeah.
And it was a couple of years ago. I was down there fishing for bass, and I caught a carp. And I don't even like to touch them because they stink so bad.
Yeah.
And there was this nigger down there fishing, and he came running down where I was fishing.
Yeah.
And I was just trying not to touch this carp.
Yeah.
But to get it off my hook.
Right.
And he goes, "Sir, could I please have that fish?" So I said, "I go, if you take it off the hook, you can have it."
Right.
And he did. So.
Well. You know that fed him and his family.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No doubt.
What do you serve with carp? You think you serve Mad Dog 2020?
Collards?
Yeah, but I'm
Jankum and KFC.
Maybe some malt liquor.
Oh, yeah. 40?
A 40 of malt liquor, yeah.
Absolutely.
Kinda kills the old taste.
I ain't got no money, but I'd like to take you out. I hope you'll join me. We're going fishing for some trout. Trout, trout, steady old trout. Real men, grow back out. Trout, trout. Got you in my rod, back you in my reel. Show you how good trout fishing feels. Trout, trout.
this is a Henry's mm-hmm. Octagon Barrel 22 Magnum.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, it is.
And when was this made?
Good question. I've had it for about 5 years.
Okay.
And I got it brand new. And look at the wood.
What kind of wood is this?
Walnut.
Walnut?
Yeah. Just go ahead and lever it and feel how smooth it feels.
Yeah, very nice.
Is that smooth or what?
Yeah, it's wonderful.
A little bit heavy.
Feels good, though.
It does.
Yeah.
And
what's the Octagon Barrel?
Well, they're trying to recapture what it was back when they first made the Henry rifle.
Okay.
That's how barrels were. They were octagon.
Mm-hmm.
And most of your rifles now that you get are, you know, round. This is more of a, just kind of a fun gun. I mean,
yeah.
you can't hunt deer with this. But
no.
You can shoot squirrels. And,
sure.
You know, whatever you want. And I like to keep it loaded.
I see.
And just because I pity the poor nigger, what happened to...
break in here.
Here, yeah.
Yeah. Are these hollow points?
They are.
Yeah.
And I've been trying to find bullets that are not hollow points. And it's hard. For some reason, you can't get 22 magnums that are not hollow points.
That's really strange.
And because I don't want my bullet, if I'm shooting a nigger in the head,
yeah.
I don't want it splattering.
Right.
I want it going straight through.
Well, since there's nothing inside the nigger's head anyway, odds are it would either go straight through or just kind of bounce around a lot.
Well, it might not even get in there.
That's true. They do have thick skulls.
That's the scary part of it.
Yeah.
But let me show you this 270 I got.
Sure.
I think you'll like it. And this is basically my pride and joy here.
Okay.
This is a 270 Winchester. But it's a Browning. It's made by Browning. It's called a BLR.
Whoa. Nice. Very cool. I love the scope. So again, it's kind of a heavy gun, but there's a lot of power here, right?
Oh, you have no idea.
Have you ever shot deer with this?
Well, matter of fact, I do have a little bit of horns here that you can see.
Oh, yeah. Wow, you're almost as horny as a nigger.
Yep. But I shot these two bucks up in Siskiyou County, and I fired three shots in about 5 seconds, and I got them both.
Oh, my gosh. You shot them both?
Yep.
In the same...
Three shots, 5 seconds.
Oh, my gosh.
Yep. And as you can see, one's a three-pointer, and one's a four-pointer.
Yeah.
And they're a blacktail.
Okay.
And I'll tell you what.
Uh-huh.
Here, just for effect. Yeah.
That is great.
Yep.
How much do they weigh?
Well, one dressed out at 104, okay. And the other one dressed out at 96.
Is that a lot for a blacktail? I don't know.
Oh, yeah. That's sizable for a blacktail. Yeah. And I'm talking skinned, gutted, legs chopped off, head chopped off.
Wow.
And it's basically all meat and bone.
Wow.
Yeah. It was...
Wow.
And that is a 270 round.
And it holds probably what? It
holds four.
It only holds four?
Four in the clip. And one in the chamber.
This is an automatic?
It's a lever action.
Oh.
If you... it's similar to the Henry's.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the thing I like about a Browning is you don't have to take your finger off the trigger.
I see.
You can keep your finger on the trigger the whole time.
Yeah.
And that used to be a rap against lever actions, but Browning figured it out. He said, you know what? You don't have to take your finger off the trigger.
They just included it right here.
Yep.
That's brilliant.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and that's how you were able to fire those rounds to kill two deer. Yeah, there's no way you could have done it that fast without that.
Probably not.
Probably not. Maybe you could have.
Maybe.
Yeah. Very cool.
Yep. I think so myself.
You're listening to Chimp Out Radio with Birdman and DJ Stupnik. If you like what you hear and want to get more episodes, go to the forums of chimpout.com. Registration only takes a moment and it's free.
So
I said goodbye to Wild Trout and hit the wide open road. So, Bert, I understand you got a few things on your chest, and I don't know, maybe it might be good for you to vent a little bit.
Well, you know, I was sitting earlier today at the American Legion post, number 614, I believe it is. I'm a member of the American Legion, and I'm actually a son's member, meaning that my grandfather served in World War II, and it's kind of like the VFW, except you don't have to be actually a veteran of foreign wars to be a member or a son's member. And some of my best thoughts really come when I'm sitting there having a few beers and, you know, just contemplating my life and so forth. And here on the radio show, since it's a comedy show, we've gotten quite a few requests from members to do like a segment in the show that's a little more serious and a little more, you know, down to earth, so to speak. And so I've come up with the idea of having a section about Birdman's rants. And, you know, I already spend enough time on the forum leaving rants when I'm three sheets to the wind, so.
This way they can't ban you, right?
Yeah, I guess so, but. But, you know, I'm sitting there at the Legion tonight, and they had on the television about John and Kate plus eight.
Okay.
And, you know, I'm thinking about this, and I'm watching this news story about John and Kate plus eight. and I'm thinking, you know, this is totally fucked up. John and Kate plus eight, they are totally behaving like niggers.
How are they acting like niggers?
Let's see. They had two children, and Kate was inseminated with a couple of embryos, and she ends up having six kids on top of the two kids that she already has. But that isn't even the least of the story. John and Kate were married, and now they're split up. And they've been split up for, like, a year or two now.
Okay.
TLC Network, the liberal channel, they keep airing all this gaudy bullshit about John and Kate and their relationship, and now they're split up, and the kids, and this. Now, basically, this is how I sum things up. I mean, John and Kate can do whatever the fuck they want as parents, but they're looking at their 15 minutes of fame. And Kate, and now they're split up, and the TLC, which, since they have no moral boundaries, they keep continuing this crap in the media. They continue the show. They continue their stardom. They continue everything else, and the paparazzi's after them. And I can't help but think about the kids. What about the kids? You know? I mean, I can understand. Like, there's another show on TLC about the Duggar family, and they are a Christian, well-meaning, well-grounded family who have 18 kids. And they can fully support those 18 kids. And I look at John and Kate and compare it to the Duggars from Arkansas, and I'm like, what the fuck is going on here? I mean, the Duggars, they can take care of themselves, but John and Kate are like total media mud puppies, I guess, because they are totally behaving like niggers. Look at me, look at me, look at me, look at it. I have eight kids, and we're divorced now, but it just totally fucking bothers me because the kids are the ones that are suffering. You know, the Duggar kids, comparing John and Kate to the Duggars are still happily married. They are making a living on their own, aside from the TV show. If the TV show quit tomorrow for the Duggars, they would still be able to take care of themselves. But John and Kate, they're just like total media whores. They're behaving like niggers, and they're exposing their children to the media and the paparazzi. And, you know, John and Kate can do whatever. I mean, hell, John even has his own little mistress right now that is totally. And I watch these media spin paparazzi shows, and I just look at it and I shake my head. It's like, do you even care about your own children? I mean, come on now. These kids need to be raised in a proper home. But you two are behaving like fucking niggers. And it brings me back to my original point where humans should not behave like niggers.
Now, I've never seen the show, but I wonder how much of their breakup is due to the fact that, you know, they're on a fucking TV show and they're suddenly famous.
Well, it's pretty simple, really. I mean, John, he wants to play the field and sow his oats, even though he's like 35 years old. He's got fame and money now, so he wants to go fuck whatever the fuck he wants to fuck. And Kate, she's just a media whore just because she wants, oh, look at me, look at me, look at my kids. I got eight kids. Oh, big deal, big fucking deal.
But, you know, I'll bet you anything they're under some sort of contract with the network. Otherwise, you know, the divorce.
Well, yeah, you're absolutely right. And it all sums down to the TLC network. I mean, this is the same network that has a show called Toddlers in Tierras. Ooh. And they parade a bunch of five-year-olds looking like hookers. And it's the fantasy of every goddamn pedophile in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so TLC Network is very much responsible for what is happening here, but John and Kate are still responsible because, hey, those are their children, and they are responsible for their children, but they don't overlook that. They say, oh, look at me, like a fucking nigger. just like a typical fucking nigger.
Maybe they should change the name to Jamal and Katrine. Plus,
yeah.
You know, well, if they were niggers, it'd be more than plus 8. It'd be like plus 26.
Yeah, pretty much.
But niggers can't count, so it'd just be like Jamal and Katrine plus, hell, I don't know, a bunch of shit.
But, you know, I watch these shows on TV, and I'm just, like, totally disgusted by it. Not only by John and Kate, but the toddlers and tiaras and every other drama show that's on. You know, a lot of people criticize the 18 kids and counting, but, you know, because she has 18 kids and she's pregnant with her 19th at the moment, but they can take care of them. Yeah. It's amazing, but, you know, my view on the 18 kids and counting is that they are, you know, Jim Bob and Michelle Duggar, the parents here, are good Christian people who can take care of themselves if they didn't have a contract with TLC. But John and Kate is just like the complete opposite of that, in that they rely on this money from a network to pay them to make examples of their children. I mean, the job of any parent really is to not put their children in the way of harm, and I see this as harm just because the mainstream media is bulldogging them every step of the way, and the show should have ended when they announced that they were split up. But now it's like, let's watch a story about Kate. This is Kate's story. She's bitching about her husband, and her husband's bitching about her. It's a complete mess. And do you think for one moment that these kids don't see this? So that is my rant about John and Kate plus 8. And the bottom line here is that they are behaving like niggers.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Pastor Dr. Martin Semper. I'm here in the capacity as the chairman of the National Task Force Against Homosexuality in Uganda. We are making legislation to make sure that sodomy and homosexuality never sees the light of legality in this land of the Pearl of Africa. I've taken time to do a little research to know what homosexuals do in the privacy of their bedroom. One of the things they do is called anal leaking, where a man's anus is leaked like this by the other person,
like ice cream.
And then what happens, even poo-poo comes out. The other one poo-poo's out, and then they eat the poo-poo. The other one they do is they have a sex practice called fisting, where they insert their hand into the other man's hand, and it goes all the, into the anus all the way. And it is so painful, they have to take drugs, but they enjoy it. Now, if we have any children, please step out. This is a parental guidance moment. That child can be moved out. So I've done research. This is what they do. Number one, you can see a man here having sucked the other person's rectum, and the other person is poo-pooing, and this one is eating the poo-poo all over the place.
Oh, yes.
Tell me, when you have a law against homosexuality, do you say, except eating poo-poo? I mean, look at this guy sincerely. Bishop. Stagafulaiza. Huh? Hajat. We do not want this sickness. This is sick, and it's therefore deviant. We do not want it.
Now, they start off by touching each other's genitals and smelling each other. Then this one smears the poo-poo all over the other person's face. As if that is not enough, he puts the hand deeper. As Africans, we want to ask Barack Obama to explain to us, is this what he wants to bring to Africa as a human right? To eat the poo-poo of our children!
I am in Montana, and I am in the Rocky Mountains, and I'm going through the Continental Divide for a second time. It's snowing like crazy. This is a very steep mountain, and climbing was pretty hairy, but actually going down this mountain is scaring the snot out of me. And as a guy who spent his whole life in Michigan and having a driver's ed instructor as a father, I can tell you even the Danger Ranger might not be enough to get me through this safely. So I'm going to take it slow. I've already seen 4 semi-trucks jackknifed. This is very dangerous. So I might not make it. We'll see. And when I get to the bottom, it's going to take a couple hours to get to the bottom of this mountain. But when I do, I'm going to check in with some locals and find out what is going on. Somebody, a local here, now that I made it safely through, to kind of tell you guys what just happened. Yeah, I'm here with Michelle, and where are we right now?
Livingston, Montana.
Livingston, Montana, and had some snow on the mountains. Tell me what just happened up there with the semis and everything.
On Homestake, that pass is called Homestake, mm-hmm. and it's one of the highest. Because it is so steep, a lot of semis will jackknife from the icy roads and everything like that. So that's
right.
where you saw all the semis in the road. Yep. Most of them jackknifed or just slipped off that road because the grades are so steep.
Yeah, the sign says it's a 6% grade, but it's way more than 6. It's like 45. Yeah, it's so, pretty crazy. I was just up there. So
yeah.
You guys are getting a lot of snow today. How much is predicted?
We've heard some reports 12 to 24 inches.
The next day?
Today, tomorrow.
Wow, and that's for the mountain, the upper elevations?
And it could be anywhere. They even said central Montana could get that too. And that's more flat than the mountains, but it could be throughout the whole state.
But you guys need that snow because that has to accumulate and melt. Otherwise, you have very little drinking water. You can't fish.
We have more. It's just more fire hazard for the summer.
Really?
It puts us in high fire risk.
Yeah, and I saw some massive fire damage already on the mountains when I was coming through. That was from last year?
Yeah, well, last couple of years.
Last couple of years. Okay, so, well, thanks a lot, Michelle.
All right, good luck.
All right, thank you.
Have a safe trip.
Another story we have here, which is really, really, really quite funny. I mean, this is TNB, you know, to the 12th power, you know. As reported in the Huffington Post, a nigger from South Carolina has been charged with having sex with a horse twice.
That must have been so good he had to go back and hit it a second time.
The animal's owner caught the act on videotape. You know, I guess Leroy or whatever his fucking name is. Let me find his name. I think it was I'll find it eventually. Not that it really. Oh, Rodell Vereen has been charged with buggery.
Rodell Vereen is a bugger. Who'd have guessed?
I guess he was walking down the road one night, you know,
Sure.
Not having a car, of course. He passes by, like, a horse farm. And he says, you know what? I'se be horny and shit. You know, and ain't nobody be around and shit. Damn, that horse be looking fine. Know what I'm saying? So he walks onto the field, makes friends with the horse, you know. I'm surprised the horse didn't kick him in the face and kill him, but, you know.
Yeah,
that's
really.
A whole different subject right there.
Maybe the horse liked it. I mean, who knows?
But this wasn't the first time Rodel Vereen has been charged with buggery. He pleaded guilty last year to having sex with the same horse. I guess he's being faithful.
Yeah, this is a long-term relationship he has with this horse. I mean, they're obviously in love.
Yeah,
you know?
There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, he's going to go risk prison and, you know, see his horse lover twice in one night, you know. Yeah, that's great.
After owner Barbara Kenley found him in the same stable and was sentenced to probation and placed in the state's sex offender list.
Nice.
You know, it's bad enough that you're going to be on the sex offender list. But
right.
When they look up your file and say you have sex with horses, that can't be very good.
I want to know how he did it, because horses are huge animals, and you would have to, like, climb up on some hay or something, right? Just to get in the position to do what he did, and he did it twice. So instead of the sex offender list, I say he should be on, like, the fucking Olympic team.
Well, hey, you know how it you is. Know? If a nigger wants to my dick something, he's going to my dick it no matter what it takes. I mean, that's the only – that's probably the only thing on the planet they work hard at is, you know, getting pleasure in their my dick.
Oh, man.
This article's pretty funny. The same horse. Can the horse get a restraining order against this guy? Did he send the horse a bouquet of roses to eat every Valentine's Day? He's lucky that Mr. Ed is only a fictional talking horse, or there would have been a voice calling out, "Hey, Wilbur, there's a pervert in the stable." To continue this, the Huffington Post continues, Kenley said she noticed several weeks ago her 21-year-old horse, Sugar, was acting strange and getting infections again. So I guess, you know, it really is true that the niggers all have STDs. They even give them the horses.
That's right.
Even horses aren't safe from STDs.
Wow. He could have at least used a condom or something. I mean, seriously.
Yeah, well, you know how niggers are with condoms.
Yeah.
The only use a nigger has for a condom is to put drugs in it, swallow it, and be a drug mule. Let's see. It was acted strange getting infections again. She noticed things in the barn had been moved around, dirt piled up, and bales of hay stacked. So that answers your question. He stacked a few bales of hay.
Well, now we know. I guess he learned after a while, you know. You get good at these things, I suppose.
Police kept telling me that it couldn't be the same guy, Kenley said Wednesday. I couldn't believe that there were two guys going around doing the same thing to the same horse. I guess the farm owner isn't too bright, I guess. But
unless you thought it was just like a really attractive, sexy horse or something. You know,
do they make lingerie for horses?
Maybe that's what we should do. Come up with a chimp out lingerie for horses. Market it to the nigs and, you know, make a little money on the side, hell.
She spent several nights at the stables, which are about 4 miles from her home, but didn't find anything. So she installed the surveillance cameras, and when she reviewed the footage from July 19th, she couldn't believe she was seeing the same man doing the same thing to her horse. I mean, man, this nigger's in love, obviously.
I mean, it's kind of a touching story if you look at it that way.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, niggers are incapable of being in love with anything.
Except themselves.
with the exception of themselves.
Yeah. Maybe the horse looked like him. And he's like, damn, that horse looked just like me. I love it already. I'm going to fuck it twice.
Well, not only that, you know, I kind of figure, you know, the nigger thinks, you know, hey, if he has sex with a horse, he doesn't have to worry about getting it pregnant.
Thank God.
So he doesn't have any kids to worry about. But
can you imagine what that offspring would look like, though? Half horse, half nigger? What would you get? You get like a fucking four-legged, smelly piece of shit that doesn't work. Just sits in the stable and eats hay. I don't know.
Okay, it goes on. I'm not sure which is worse, the buggery or the fact that Vereen gave the poor horse some sort of STD. A number of comedians have remarked at least the horse was female, so the guy was not a pervert. Believe it or not, there actually was a case of a gay guy who tried to have sex with a horse in Washington and who was killed in the process. I think everybody's heard that story. Okay, the Post reports Vereen, 50 years old, was first charged with trespassing, but the police added a buggery charge after watching the surveillance tape. He faces up to 5 years in Nigger College if convicted.
Wait a minute, you mean there's video of this someplace?
Yeah, the farm owner put up a surveillance camera because he did it before.
Yeah.
You know, this is his second offense. Vereen was already on probation after pleading guilty to buggery last year and was sentenced to 3 years of probation, ordered to stay away from the Lazy Bee stables, and declared a sex offender. He remains in jail awaiting hearing Monday to determine if he has violated his probation.
By what? Sneaking in a quickie with like a donkey or something?
Yeah. I guess he got sick of raping humans and got sick of the smell. I mean, you figure a horse smells a lot better than a shibun does.
Well, yeah, it's so probably a lot tighter, too.
A lot tighter, probably smarter. Smells better.
Yeah,
and smarter.
Better teeth. Better hair. Yeah.
But that is that. Can you believe these fucking niggers?
Yeah. You know, I just wonder how often that happens throughout America, you know.
Well, it's actually more common in Africa. I read a story recently, I don't know where it's at or posted, where some nigger in the Sudan or something was forced to marry a goat after he was caught having sex with it in some farmer's field.
Yeah, forced.
It's like a, yeah,
like he didn't want to marry it in the first place.
It was kind of a shotgun wedding without the need of a shotgun.
Right.
He's like, you be doing me a favor and shit. See, that just goes to show how loud, nasty, and disgusting shibuns are.
Yeah, you'd rather fuck a horse or a goat than a shibun.
Yeah, maybe he was turned on by some sort of saddles or what have you.
Yeah. That is weird, though. I cannot imagine that. Sick, perverted. What would the foreplay be like? You know?
Maybe sugar cubes.
He probably laced his sugar cubes with like some fucking vodka or something. Get her in the mood, some Colt 45. Maybe he got confused and thought that, you know, like Colt 45 meant you were supposed to have sex with a Colt 45 times. And he just got it a little confused.
No, he wouldn't be drunk and high. He wouldn't need to be drunk or high to do this. I mean, this is just natural nigger behavior to go around and fuck everything.
Well, you know, he probably planned the whole thing out. It was probably like the highlight. He probably couldn't wait to get out there. Because, you know, it's out in the country, and he probably lives in the fucking city. So I probably took him like 2 hours to walk out there to see the horse. And the whole time he was thinking, that's going to be some good shit, man. Oh, can't wait to get that horse.
Yeah, and it's what's amazing is he had to work really hard to do it, stacking bales of hay up so he could reach up there to my dick it.
Yeah.
I really figure that the horse really deserves more dignity than that.
Yeah, I feel bad for that horse. I really do.
Yeah, poor horse.
Yeah.
You know, even horses aren't safe from my dick.
Introducing lingerie.
Lingerie?
No, lingerie. Oh. Pony up, stud. We have sexy stirrups, silky saddles, and for you, stilted chaps, to take away that back-breaking labor of making sure you're in the right position at the right time. How about a bidding bridle for your feisty filly, and a riding crop to keep her in line? Ride 'em, cowboy. Ride on over to lingerie.
Products not legal in any state or country. Offer available only to niggers.
So I made it through the mountains, and I'm getting close to the border between Montana and North Dakota. And I'm looking at this sign at the rest stop, and it says, cattle brands, many a doggy, and doggy is spelled with one G, has been decorated with one of the following famous Montana irons. They're talking about the brands, and they show all the different logos for the early branders that branded their cattle. And it says here, a doggy is a little calf. I never knew this. A little calf who lost its mammy and whose daddy has ran off with another cow. I never knew that's what it meant. Kind of sounds like a nigger to me. Now I am in central Montana, and it's still snowing pretty bad, but I'm low on cash, and I have most of my money in an account in Chase, because they're supposed to be a national branch, but it turns out there is not a Chase location. The nearest one is way in southern Idaho, which is about a 5-hour trek in normal conditions. In the snow, there's no way I can get there before they close today, and it's, you know, about, I don't know, several hundred miles out of my way. Even with the time difference, they're an hour behind us, I still wouldn't make it before they close. So it looks like I'm going to be sleeping in the Danger Ranger. The other thing is I have some money in a different account, which I actually have a card for, but that bank was bought out by another bank, and there are no local locations whatsoever. And they changed my account number. I can't access that anyway. I tried transferring from the one account to the other, but I can't do that over the phone unless I'm set up. And the only way to set up for a transfer of a wire account is to go to a local branch. But as I said before, the local branch is in freaking Idaho. So I'm pretty much screwed. I've got a little bit of cash, but I'm going to press on boldly because this trip is not for cowards. And I'll tell you, I'm glad you guys are along with me for this crazy ride, because if I was alone, I would go cuckoo right now. But I'm not going cuckoo. I'm going to McDonald's, which is close enough.
McDonald's is a place to rock. It is a restaurant where they buy food to eat. It is a good place to listen to the music. People flock here to get down to the rock music. Rocky Roll McDonald's! Rocky Roll McDonald's! Rocky Roll McDonald's! Rocky Roll McDonald's! McDonald's will make you fat. They serve Big Macs. They serve quarter pounders. They will put pounds on you. Rocky Roll McDonald's! Rocky Roll McDonald's! Rocky Roll McDonald's! Rocky Roll McDonald's!
McDonald's hamburgers are the worst. They are worse than Burger King. A Big Mac has 26 grams of fat. A quarter pounder has 28 grams of fat.
Rock and Roll McDonald's! Rock and Roll McDonald's! Rock and Roll McDonald's! Rock and Roll McDonald's!
Rock over London, rock on Chicago. Wheaties, breakfast of champions.
Okay, just outside of Minneapolis, I was looking at a map of the USA, and I realized that I could go to Michigan either south around Chicago, or I can go north through Wisconsin and go through the Upper Peninsula of Michigan and see some beautiful sights and maybe take a trip on the old Mackinac Bridge. So I decided to cut through Wisconsin, and I'm on my way to Green Bay because that is the closest location I can find that would have a bank branch where I can access my money. So I just gassed up. I've got a full tank of gas. I'm in Woodville, Wisconsin, and I'm going to head straight for Green Bay. I should be okay. I got like about $30 left over. I ought to be all right. So I splurged a little bit. Since I'm in the land of cheese, I got myself some locally grown 100% all-natural premium cheddar cheese curds. That's right. There really is such a thing as cheese curds. Little Miss Muffet was onto something, maybe. Okay, and I also picked up something here called Landjager sticks. It's Landjager. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. Landjager. And we're going to try these out here and see just what Wisconsin has to offer in terms of dairy and beef. Also, to wash this down, I got some kind of weird energy drink I've never seen before. It's called Slap. It's a tea. It's a lightly carbonated energy tea. I got the citrus orange flavor, so we're going to crack that open to wash this down. And I got a piece of this Landjager. We're going to try it out here. Let's see how it is. Yeah, it's good. It's beef and pork. Kind of spicy. Very nice. And let's try some of these cheese curds. And even though this is cheddar cheese, it's not the stereotypical orange color. It looks like mozzarella. It's white. Oh, that's good. Now for the tea. Wow. Incredibly unhealthy, but I don't care. This ought to tide me over till I get to Green Bay. I'll check back in when I get to the east side of the state.
You know, I went through the Wisconsin Dells and I realized I have no idea what a Dell is. And I was wondering, can you tell me what a Dell is?
I'm from Chicago.
You're from Chicago. So who knows? Probably got something to do with cheese, maybe? I don't know.
Could be. What do you think? It's a cheese state, so probably.
It could be. What do you think a Dell is? Just take a guess.
Adele.
Yeah.
Something to do with the water. Yeah.
Could be. When you were in Chicago, did you ever do that song, The Farmer in the Dell, The Farmer in the Dell?
Oh, yeah.
So you think the farmer was in water?
Right, duh.
Hi-ho the Dario.
The farmer's in the water? Oh, no. Duh.
Maybe Dell is like a prison. The farmer in jail. You don't think so? You know, because he's black and that's where your people belong. Maybe he's a
farmer.
An evil farmer. Maybe it was Old McDonald. And E-I-E-I-O was like some kind of code word for, like, you know, he murdered his wife.
Oh, wow. You're going deep with it. Yeah, if you get to thinking about things long and hard enough. Yeah, it makes sense. It makes sense. Hi.
Okay. So hi. You want to say hi to him real quick? They're friendly dogs.
I see.
They smell your fried chicken.
I know, right, which I'm sorry I can't share this.
You're not going to share your fried chicken with them? I heard about you people and your fried chicken, so... I guess it's true.
No, is this Barky?
This is Lucky.
Oh, you're Lucky. Yeah. Hi, Lucky.
Barky is the one that you heard bark. He's in the back there.
Okay, yeah. And now you want to be quiet.
Yeah, when he was barking, what is it that you saw?
I saw the cat moving his mouth. That's why I had to look like, wait a minute, I know it's not a cat barking.
Yeah. No, well, I didn't train my cat to bark. That's true.
But he sure was moving his mouth while they were barking. Hey, you.
There she is. She's getting braver.
Yeah.
They usually hide, but this trip has really brought them out of their shell.
How far have you been?
Well, if you can see my map right there, I started in Michigan, in Kalamazoo, and I went all the way down. I was living in Houston for a while, then I went west coast, and now I'm way up in Michigan, so I'm like maybe 8 hours from home.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
How long have you been doing this?
2.5 months.
Good stuff. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah. So I've been putting this on the internet. I had about 4,000 people following my trip.
Okay. Let me get them.
Yeah, sure. No problem. I see you're in a company car. It says Job Ride. YWCA, Eliminating Racism, Empowering Women.
Empowering Women,
so you just drive around and what do you do?
Well, we, during the day, we do job rides. You know, people have to be scheduled so that we can pick them up or take them to work, however it goes. But at night, we have a sexual assault prevention program.
I see.
Where, you know, they...
Stay away from other blacks, I guess.
Anybody who's scared or whatever and don't have a ride, they can call us.
Okay.
And, you know...
Yeah, okay. So, the website is... It's one word. There's no hyphens or anything. Chimpoutradio.com.
Chimp.
Chimpout. Chimpoutradio.com. Do you know what a chimp out is? Because you're going to have one. Well, you might have two of them.
Okay.
Yeah, feel free to check it out.
Sure, thanks.
Okay, no problem. It's nice meeting you.
You too.
Okay, have a good day.
Okay, you too.
Yep.
Careful.
Yep. I'll look out for that farmer in the evil farmer. If you don't trust those guys.
You find out what it is. You post it and let me know.
I will. I definitely will. Thanks. Bye, Abe. Monkey, that's all right.
Well, that's it for this episode of Chimp Out Radio. Thanks for joining me on this incredible trip. It's so much fun. 16,000 miles I've traveled so far in the Ford Danger Ranger. And you guys were there for the entire thing, and that's what made it all worthwhile. Special thanks to Wild Trout for putting up with me and the Anna Pals, and for being such an awesome host. Be sure to say hi to him if you see him on the forums. Furthermore, don't forget to listen to the Nut Nice Show by none other than Chimp Out Radio pioneer Nut Nice himself. He has a revolving guest host seat, so if you want to be on that show, contact him via the forums. Also, my good friend UK Darky Destroyer has his own show on Chimp Out. Also on the Chimp Out Radio forum, you can listen to that, and you'll hear me and Birdman as his first guest. So be sure to check that out. That'll be coming out about every 2 weeks. First episodes are already posted. So, in the meantime, thank you for listening. And as always, be proud of yourselves. And don't take any shit from any niggers.